Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G, and I am a radio talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I myself have a strong desire to affect real change. As I rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to one of truly bounty and joy. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that's delivered. I, Candy G, am personally dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Now, before we get to today's guest, yes, it is a very, very, very special treat, as always, I want to share with you today's G-note. A G-note is something I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. It simply says, today's G-note says, dear friend, be relentlessly persistent. From your friend, Candy G, hey, if you'd like to get a G-note from me every day, just a little bit of inspiration, motivation, go to CandyG.com, CandyG.com. Now, I will tell you about today's guest, but I'm going to do that because we're going to do our first commercial break really quick. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you one of my all-time favorite guests. You aren't going to want to miss this. Do not change that dial. We will be right back.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and I am more than proud to present our next guest, Dee Wallace. She's been on the silver screen and in our hearts for years, from her role as the mom in E.T. to many, many, many movies and appearances on TV. Dee Wallace is an amazing and talented actress, but she's so much more than that. She's also a very deep spiritual healer and a kind soul. Not to mention, very proud to say, a dear friend. I'm thrilled to have her back on Nothing But Good News Radio. Dee, welcome. Hi, girlfriend.
Oh, Hello, baby cake. How are you?
Been waiting for you all day.
Oh, my God. Here we are, the fearsome two, together again.
I'm telling you, because stuff always happens. Magic always happens when you and I get on the airwaves. So
indeed, you know, when two or more are gathered, watch out.
Isn't that the truth? I'm serious. And, you know, right off the bat, I'm going to say, I'm going to talk about what you've been doing, but I'm so excited to know that you will be coming, and we'll talk about this a lot this show, here to South Florida next month in June. I'm so excited about what you're going to be doing. Let's talk about that right off the bat. You want to?
Oh, yeah, please. Me too. I'm actually, it's the first time I'm going to be in Florida other than our fabulous little get-together at your place. And it's going to be in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, at the Hilton Garden Inn on Saturday. No, yes.
Yeah, Saturday.
June 15th is the healing seminar from 10 to 5. Well, you know, I am an actress, Candy, and so when I'm live there and in person, you get the best of everything from me because I think visually and energetically, when you're in a room with people and you really, really, really connect with their energy and their faces and their lights and they connect with yours, magic happens. One of my passions is teaching the work that I know in person. And so, yeah, I'm going to be there June 15th from 10 to 5. And
I'll make sure folks know how to find you, but, okay. But I want to go back to, I want to talk about when you were here last year. We did an event, a one-day event together, and I will tell you, it was so extraordinary because you really are this incredible light, and folks are so drawn to you, and you have discovered, uncovered, been part of, allowed to grow this incredible healing aspect of who you are. And I know it comes down to shifting and learning to direct energy. And there's a lot of conversation about energy healing. I have a lot of folks on the show that talk about that. And this is really what you're going to be focusing on in this day of healing, is this not?
Absolutely. And bottom line, you know, for years and centuries and lifetimes, we've been waiting for somebody or something else to do it for us. Or we have been excusing ourselves because somebody or something else did it to us, and that's why we can't do it. And the truth is, we're the only ones that can do it, and you absolutely, in one day, can take the force of your life back and redirect it and know how to consciously get up every day and create the life you want. You know that's what I teach. My channel is brilliantly capable of going in and kind of digging out and archaeologically uncovering the fears and belief systems that are in place that are giving you so much resistance to just joyfully moving into the creation of your own life.
I love that. It's excavating you.
Yes.
It's an excavation process. I like that. You know, so let's talk a little bit about how you can use these principles, but also your own personal power. Let's not just talk about healing, although that's such a big part of it, but how to use your personal power to manifest the things that you want, your dreams, your real freedom of creation.
Well, first of all, you have to choose to do it. You know, you have to know that you're the God that you've been waiting for, that you were given free will, and through the thoughts you think and the perceptions you hold, you absolutely formulate your world, not the other way around. The world doesn't happen, and you create a belief from the way it happens. You have the belief, and that belief creates the world, and then you keep creating stuff that keeps enforcing the belief. So,
you know, I'm sorry, go ahead. You had a so there. Go ahead.
The first thing you have to do is go, okay, it's up to me, and I take that responsibility. And I'm going to choose and make conscious choices about the thoughts I think and the perceptions I hold that are literally going to support what I want. So if I get up in the morning and look at myself in the mirror and go, my body looks like crap, that thought is not going to support I have a healthy, awesome body. So I'm going to literally stop myself in that moment and choose a different thought. I'm going to choose to love myself and support myself in what I want. You know, we want to keep creating healthy bodies by literally judging them all the time and saying, this isn't the body I want. And that seriously limits the creation of that healthy, fabulous body that you do want. Most people are trying to create money, as you know, Candy, most people are trying to create money by not loving money. Or by saying, you know, it's not okay to love money. Well, we all love money. We know we love money. We might as well just get on with the loving of money and do everything that we love to do and let the money come and get on with it instead of, you know, all these old religious and control issue-based fears and beliefs around money that don't make it joyful. You know, money is a feeling. It's an emotion. It's not a thing. It's a whoopee. Money is a whoopee.
I've always felt that the happier that I could be, the more abundant my life became.
Absolutely. The more love you have in your life, the more people that you attract that want to love you, the happier you are, and the more you love yourself, the healthier your body goes, wow, she's really digging on herself. I think I'm going to feel better, you know? It's just such a, no pun intended, no-brainer. But
I like intended puns, so you can say pun intended. It's okay.
Okay. you know, it's, we know it, we've read it, we've studied it, we've heard it, but we're not freaking doing it, Candy.
And you know,
doing it if your life is going to change, and that's what
I agree with you, and I think that that's a great kind of logo. You know, you should take this. You know, like Nike said, just do it. I think you should say, you got to start doing it. I mean, really, you got to start doing it instead of just do it. You got to start doing it. You know, what's interesting is I know, as we've known each other for a while, and I follow a lot of these principles, and things will just kind of show up magically. And one of the things is that I really do focus on health and healing and be the healthiest, youngest person that I can be, because I want to be around for a really long time, because I love this lifetime, being as vital as I can be. And what's fascinating is I was speaking to somebody the other day who knows both me and my husband, and I was talking to him, and we were talking about age, and he was had a milestone coming up, and I kind of burst out laughing, because this milestone that's come across him, I'm already almost a decade past that milestone. And when I told him how old I was, he said, oh my God, I thought you were like 42, yeah, which is 15 years younger than I actually am. And I'm like, yay, cool. And then I was telling him my husband's age, and he goes, I thought he was like 52. You know what I mean? And the fascinating thing with that is being in an environment where my husband and I can both support happiness, joyfulness, being healthy. And that thing that you talked about was judgment. Here's what I want to ask you. How does self-judgment stop you from having the things that you want? And I'm talking all of it. I'm talking happiness, health, and abundance.
Well, you know, look at a little kid. A little kid is full of life and full of joy. And just, you know, he wants to create this with his monsters or that with her dolls, you know, in her imagination. And then the adult comes in and goes, you're stupid. Don't do that. You're too loud. You're too fat. You're too dumb. You're too, stop it, stop it, stop it. And pretty soon your life force just gets crushed down. And that's what we do when we self-judge. We just, you know, turn our life force off, literally, instead of feed ourselves with an increase of energy and vitality because we think we rock. You know, it's so interesting. I get up every morning and I look in the mirror and I really connect with myself and I go, I love you, Dee. I seriously love you. You rock and you're aging younger every day. And I'll go out and do these shows and literally those are the words that people give back to me is, how do you do it? Do you have a picture in the attic? You know, referring to Dorian Gray. And you just look like you're aging younger. I mean, they use those words because I use those words. And I say to them, look, I think it's because, I know it's because all my healing work I do. Because the more crap you let release from your energy, the more fears, the more self-judgments, the more doubt that you just let be released from the energy of who you are, the more vitality and love you have to share with yourself and the world.
Okay, so what we're going to do...
That's why we're here. That's why I love
agree.
You so much. You know, we hooked up that one day and it was like lifelong friends. That's it.
I have to tell you, this is a show that excites me. I'm like, all right, I got D in the air. We could do this every Monday, and I wouldn't be unhappy. But what we want to do is we're going to talk about how to get folks to release some of the crap. We're going to head off to our first commercial break. D Wallace, I love you, and anybody that turns that dial, well, you're just silly. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Need help shipping? Emergent website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.emergent.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Emergent is fast and easy. Schedule all caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Emergent today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website emergent.com.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Candy G.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio, and this is Candy G with my all-time favorite guest, and that is the truth. Sorry, folks. Dee Wallace, and a great friend. But before we get back to Dee, I need you to listen to this. Beginning at 5 a.m. on Saturday, May 25th, that's Memorial Day weekend, Frank McKinney will attempt to pull a car tire for 24 consecutive hours at the Linton Boulevard Bridge at the Intercoastal Waterway in Delray Beach as part of his training for the Death Valley Badwater 135-mile ultra marathon. And he invites you to be part of it. But why in the world would he do this? Well, first of all, this is, I believe, Frank's eighth Badwater race. And it's to train. It's the Death Valley Badwater 135-mile ultra marathon. And it is the toughest foot race in the world. So he's going to be doing that. But also to include everyone, because part of his training for his Death Valley races is done alone. But since he'll be in one location for 24 hours, he invites folks to come out and visit. But But here's a really another reason, and this is the most important one that I want you to hear. It's to raise money for his Caring House Project Foundation, which is about getting housing in Haiti. They've done amazing things. So here's the thing. If you donate $1 for each hour at the bridge, that's $24, your donation will buy 5 chickens, which is very important in Haiti. Donate $1 for every mile of his Death Valley race, or $135, your donation will provide 1,350 meals. If you provide $10 for every mile of his Death Valley race, your donation will build nearly half of a concrete home in Haiti. That's $1,350, $3,500, build a house in Haiti. I'm telling you, it is an amazing, amazing organization. Go to www.frankmckinney.com. Find out about this thing, this very cool thing that he's doing on Memorial Day, May 25th, and please, please donate to his incredible cause. You know, we all have a way to give back, Dee. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
Frank's a pretty
beautiful.
Death Valley. Do you have any idea what the temperatures exceed 130 degrees, and he runs nonstop for 135 miles? So
a better man than I, Gunga Din, but that's great. And giving, by the way, is one of the biggest ways we can experience loving ourselves.
I hear you.
I know. I'm speaking to the choir, but you asked me before the break, when we give and when we serve and when we make a difference in other people's lives, and that's mirrored back to us, we understand how great a being we really are. It's a beautiful thing.
What a great thing to say. Now, here's the thing, is that I think what a lot of folks don't get is that the giving piece is meant to be given selfishly. You don't give to get, you just give to give. Now, what I know is life will return that multiple times, but it's learning how to be in that place of humility and just saying, I want to serve. And that's the place that I think is a disconnect for a lot of folks, don't you think?
Yeah, because it gives you joy. You know, it's like saying affirmations because somebody told you to say them and then you'd get what you want. That doesn't work either. Praying, because that's what you're supposed to do, because that'll make God happy and you'll get what you want. That doesn't work. When you pray from a heart full of joy, when you affirm from your knowing and joy and love, then the universe rushes forward to help you create. And one of the biggest places that I would invite people to give is back to themselves. And, you know, interestingly enough, a lot of people in the healing world, Candy, don't hold that balance. You know, a lot of people in the healing world are still holding on to that old misnomer that it's not okay to give to ourselves also. But you must give to yourself, because then you have enough to share with everyone else. So it's that wonderful word that I coined, resigive, which I'm determined to get into the dictionary one day. Receiving and giving happens in the same moment. If you think of a great hug with a great friend, I mean, when I hug you, Candy, you hug me back.
And I can't wait. Next month.
And that's, you know, that's what the universe wants to do with us. But we got to start hugging first. The universe is waiting for us to come forward to hug ourselves, others, the world. And then we get all the hugs back. And that's just the way it works.
So how do we tell folks to start when it comes to, let's take a look at healing, let's take a look at creation, let's take a look at, I know this is a big question, but I'm not sorry because I have you on the other end to answer this, is let's take a look at that whole piece of connecting with this creative aspect of our universe, this thing called flow, and how do we move into this place of rest and give in every aspect of our life?
All right, I'm just going to ask the channel. But give me a song, any song.
Wait, hold on. I'm not getting one. Hold on. I'm going to get a song. Hold on.
Okay, that's where we're going, Candy. Is it
we're going to that song?
Just don't have a song.
Okay.
They just don't.
Oh, wait, I got a song. Wait, it's a song. It says, it feels like I'm locked out of heaven. It's a Bruno Mars song.
Okay, and that's the song. Whatever creates heaven for you, you better find it. Whatever gives you joy in your life, you better find it. Because to live your life without your song, have you ever heard the term the song of life? That's what they're talking about is you've got to have that joy and that purpose to sing. Who am I? I am a being of love and light and joy. I am the God of me. I get to create me any freaking way I want this time around. So what song do I want to sing? Do I want to sing a song of redemption? Do I want to sing a song of woe? Do I want to sing a song of victimhood? Or do I want to sing happy days are here again, Donna? You know, what's your song? And that's the first place you look, because whatever song you're singing, is your song alive? Man, that's what you're creating right now. Every moment, that's what you're creating.
Okay, so I go back to how do we get folks to start to look at that? Say, I'm listening to you and this makes sense to me, but I haven't been doing any work on myself. And what do I do? What do I do?
Well, and I'm going to say, give you the response that I tell everybody on my shows. I can't do it for you. You just got the information. You got it. You've heard it forever. You heard it the first time you saw Peter Pan. You want to fly? Think happy thoughts. We've been hearing it and studying it and researching it and reading about it for eons, but we're not doing it, guys. And you are the only one that can decide to sing a better song, a happier song. You're the only ones that can go, okay, God isn't going to do it for me. Candy G isn't going to do it for me. D isn't going to do it for me. Another book isn't going to do it for me. I have to step forward now and do it for me. And so how do I do it for me? I am tough love with myself. I mean, you know, a little while ago, I was on a day trip, and one of the planes were late, and I had to run, you know, through three concourses to get to the other plane, and then it was late, and then there was a gate change, and then that plane was late, and we finally got on the plane, and no longer did we just sit down, then they said, oh, we just discovered we have too much fuel. Everybody's got to get off the plane while we take the plane over to have the fuel taken out. And as I was walking back, I did what most of us do. Stupid jerks. You know, I've had this long day, and how could they not know they had too much fuel? They've had all this time, and it's been sick. And I started to talk myself into the toilet and think the thoughts that don't support loving myself. They don't support a healthy body because they make your blood pressure go up. They create stress. And so you're damaging yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally, and chemically, by the way, the whole time you're doing it, because chemically your adrenals take a dive and become depleted, which affects your thyroid. So I just stopped. I stopped and I went, really, Dee, is this what you want to do? Because, you know, you can go into the toilet. You're your own creator. You can be the God in the toilet, or you can be the God that says, I'm just going to stay as positive as I can and go, okay, this is a test. This is only a test. And I just...
You mean it's not really all about me?
Yeah, it is really all about you.
That's right. That's right. Hey, listen, Dee.
and I can tell you the easiest way to do it, Candy, is when you start going in the toilet, just start laughing.
Cool. Hey, listen, I'm going to talk about this easy way to get out of the toilet, but I want to wait for that till after this commercial break. Hey, this is Candy G with one of her greatest best friends and amazing, amazing guest on Nothing But Good News Radio. We'll be right back in just about 2 minutes.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website on marijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Heads up, Florida. Dee Wallace is coming. You may know her for her roles in E.T. the Extraterrestrial or Cujo, but did you know that Dee is also a well-known healer and channeler? How would you like to spend a day with Dee Wallace healing, shifting, and learning to redirect your energy? This action-packed day includes the principles of channeling, how to use your personal power to manifest your dreams, and the freedom of creation. By the end of the day, you will definitely feel empowered, informed, and have a new perspective on creating your life. The seminar is June 15th. Is it June 15th? Yes, in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Register today at dwallace.eventbrite.com or call 850-483-0572 or email me, CandyG, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, at CandyG.com, and I will make sure you have all the info. So we'll talk more about your incredible day, but we promised listeners when we came back from break that we would teach them how to get out of the toilet when they talk themselves into their own crap.
Well said.
Thank you.
That's a sound bite right there, Candy. The easiest way is just to start laughing. And I'll show you, any of your listeners now or whenever, so pull up something right now that's really pissing you off or challenging you or putting you in fear, and really feel into it. You know, feel what it feels like to go down that path and allow yourself to really experience what the emotional hook is there. Now choose to start laughing. You see, you cannot hold on to it. You just can't hold on to it. But the moment that changes your life is the moment where you choose, all right, I'm not doing this, I'm going to laugh. And then after the laughter, what do I really want? What's going to empower me to get what I want now instead of push it away? So that moment, that brief, tiny little moment of going, no, I'm going to laugh. I'm just going to laugh, is the most empowering moment, because it's your moment of choice where you go, I'm going to love myself enough to turn this around. And if you are asking yourself, yeah, right, it's really that easy, I am telling you, it's really that easy. We have people curing themselves from AIDS. We have people tripling their income. We have people in a divine, beautiful relationship after 40, 50 years in their lives. Yes, it is that easy, and you have to do it consciously, and you have to do it consistently.
You know, I'm looking at some of your testimonials here, and really, it's amazing. If I can read one, if it's okay. It says, after years with full-blown AIDS, I've been working with these principles, applying self-direction and choosing joy. I have been told I am now AIDS-free. My count is higher than it's ever been and holding. For me, this is a miracle. You know, Dee, a lot of folks will say that's a miracle.
Well, yeah, I would be one of those people. You better believe it's a miracle. And what we have to know is we're the ones that have to create the miracle. Is there a bigger energy that we work with? Absolutely. Absolutely. But that energy is waiting for us to decide and direct our energy so that it can come forward and match it and work in harmony with us. The definition of God for me is all thought and all possibility. And that energy loves us so unconditionally that it will give us anything we want, whether we call it positive or negative or not. Whatever we focus on is what that energy will come in and expand with us. And so it's a great responsibility. It's a great honor. And, oh, my God, it's freedom when you actually accept it.
You know, take a look at, you know, I do nothing but good news for a reason. I do nothing but good news, and I started this show 10 years ago. And they said no one would listen to good news, and we've been documented in well over 200 countries, which is really very amazing. But one of the things, thank you. And one of the things that disturbs me in a big way is our mainstream media and how when we have bad things happen, like what happened recently in our country and everyone focused on, is you could see this intense downward spiral of folks and their ability to trust, to believe, to feel secure. What would you say to folks that find themselves compelled to watch 24/7 constantly negative news just because something's happening in the news?
I would say you're sinning against your own energy.
Okay, as would I.
Yeah, you're the God that is sinning against the God that you are, literally. None of that supports loving yourself. None of that supports creating what you want. It keeps you focused on the toilet, focused on the crap. And whatever you focus on, and science, religion, and spirituality all agree with this, whatever you are focused on, you create more of. So if we want a nation and world in peace and joy and harmony, then we must look away from what we are calling reality and play imagination and pretend in what we want the reality to be, because that's the only way that we're going to create it.
You know, Albert Einstein says imagination is more important than knowledge. I think that's an amazing thing. You know, he also goes on to say that knowledge encompasses only what we know and understand, but imagination encompasses everything that we will ever know and understand. It's so much bigger. It's so much brighter. It's so much more. And getting folks to be able to drop into their imagination and see the possibilities and then to begin to live from the possibilities, I think for a lot of folks is a huge challenge because they're so busy thinking about not the possibility of what could be, but the possibility of what could go wrong. How can we begin to make a bigger shift with that? Say, let's make a bigger shift, all of us, everywhere, for the greater good.
Well, we have to open ourselves to the possibility that maybe all they didn't know and they were wrong and they didn't tell us the truth. And maybe, just maybe, we knew the truth when we came in and we were little kids and we played pretend all the time and had imaginary friends. And we could go from Peter Pan to being the crocodile to being Captain Hook, you know, in the blink of an eye, and it was that easy. And creation, guys, creation is easy. You know, it's simply saying what you want, committing to it, and feeling, that's such an important part of it, feeling the high of already having it. But most of us go, I want this, I feel crummy because I don't have it, and that's where I'm going to stay until the world gives it to me. And I'm saying you're going to stay there for a really long time. So if you want to shift miraculously right now, you have to choose to do that and play pretend and go, I don't care what the reality of my life looks like right now. I'm going to start thinking about and feeling the reality that I want. I'm going to start forgiving people. We don't forgive people, you know, for them. We forgive people so our own energy is free to create more of what we want. I'm going to start serving. I'm going to start having fun. What gives me joy? What makes me have fun in my life? I'm going to do more of that because I know that creates more of what I want in my life.
And I know this is so true. Hey, we're going to head off to our last commercial break. We're going to be right back. Candy G with D. Wallace, the amazing, amazing D. Wallace. We'll be right back.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
So what would it mean to you to spend a day with Dee Wallace? I mean, she's an amazing, life-changing healer. She can teach you to shift and learn to direct the energy of you. She's an internationally known, well, actress, amazing. The, you know, E.T., Cujo, all the amazing things she's done, all the things she's done on TV. What would it mean to you to spend time with her? How she can teach you how to use your personal power to manifest your dreams. She can teach you the freedom of real creation and love and joy and learning how to do that right in the same space with Dee Wallace. What would that mean to you? How much would you call? How much would you spend to do that? I don't know. Sounds like a $1,000 day to me. Would you spend $500? I don't know. I don't know, D, but I got to tell you, you are so giving this away at $167 for the day with you. I think that's truly incredible at the Hilton Garden Inn, and that's in Palm Beach Gardens. Check out, go sign up at dwallace.eventbrite, and Bright is spelled B-R-I-T-E. And so that's dwallace.eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E.com, or call 850-483-0572. You can check out all of Dee's work at imdwallace.com. I am a fan. Not only am I a fan, we have spent time teaching and training together, and what she has to share is truly, truly remarkable. And if you're driving, like always, you can contact me, Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, at CandyG.com, so that I can help you get there to spend a day with Dee. Dee, it's amazing what you're doing. I'm really, I'm completely jazzed.
Oh, me too. I so love to get out there and share that. You know, Candy, I just love to share this work because I come from a very poor family. My dad was an alcoholic all my life, ended up committing suicide. I lost my husband. You know, that's my story. We all have our stories. Even though I was a successful actress, as you know, been very hurt in the business and was really, well, kind of angry and pissed off and a victim. I had allowed myself to define myself as a victim for a long time. And then I dropped to my knees that night and said, I want a way we can heal ourselves. And literally became clairaudient within seconds. I got my first message within seconds, which was, use the light within you to heal yourself. And so all of this work has been dedicated to how we can empower ourselves into being happier, more prosperous, healthier, more abundant in every subject of our lives, people. And
here's a testimony.
10 years ago and who I am now, man, that's a miracle. It is. It's a happy, joyous miracle that I want to share with everybody.
And the cool thing about that is allowing folks is showing your vulnerability and say, hey, we all have to grow. Here's my journey. And so I applaud you for that. But there's a testimonial I have to read here because I think this is really brilliant. It says, getting a session with you was like winning the lottery. I love how you went directly to the issues. All kinds of things started to magically occur, and it hasn't even been 24 hours. That's incredible, Dee. That's really
a pretty
incredible.
Good testimonial, isn't it?
I like that one. I like all of them, actually.
But we will be doing personal work. That's why it's a small seminar. I will be doing personal work with everybody that attends so that you will have absolutely specific information about, you know, maybe where your blocks are, what you need to release, what you need to embrace, to really start creating the exponential life you want. Because, you know, guys, really, that's our natural state. We're meant to have everything we want. We're meant to be happy. So come play, and, you know, there's a lot of energy, and we have a lot of fun, but we get to it, don't we, Candy?
Oh, so much fun, I have to tell you. And I know the folks that came here last year and the day that we did together are still talking about it. I still have folks reaching out going, amazing, amazing, amazing. You know, here's another. I love these testimonials, and they have them here. Since listening to what you've taught me, I've weaned myself off of anxiety medication and have completely cured myself of allergies. Here's the physical healing piece, not just the emotional healing.
Yes. And we have a lot of success with physical healing. I'm not a doctor. I don't deal with medical advice, but I can tell you energetically through the channel what is creating the physical resistance or malady in your life, because everything starts in your energy first. And if you don't address it in your energy, then your body, as the spiritual entity that it is, comes forward to serve you and go, okay, I will show you through your body then what it is you need to release. I mean, how many people do you know that have gotten cancer that said, yeah, it took me to get cancer to realize how stressed out I was and to live more healthy and to love myself more and work out and take care of myself and eat better. You know, I want to propose to everybody out there, we don't have to have more wars. We don't have to have more diseases. We don't have to have more lack of abundance in order for us to realize what we want and just create it. We can create from the positive instead of the negative and trying to save ourselves from that place.
What do you think is the one piece that people have trouble getting?
That they have to do it. That's, if you can get past that one, then you can open it all up. But like the Hopi Indians say, you're the ones you've been praying to. You're the ones that you've been waiting for. Take responsibility for your own energy and watch your life shift.
I think that personal responsibility piece is such a key. I think there's a place where the world today, and I know I'm going to open up a big storm here. The world today, the way it's created, has opened up the opportunity for folks to sit back and say, oh, I'm not responsible. You take care of me.
Oh, yeah. And that's a two-edged thing. The other one is I can't do it because.
Right.
You know, I can't do it because my parents weren't there for me. Well, your parents, blame your parents for what you were, but blame yourself for who you are.
Okay, so here's the deal. 120 seconds till the end of the show. I know you don't believe it's an hour. It's hard to believe.
God.
What in 60 seconds, tell me what you want this listening audience to walk away with.
That you have to be everything you want. Be in harmony with everything you want, and you create it. And that means loving yourself, loving the world, loving money, loving your body. Live in love. Love, joy, and an open heart will create absolutely everything for you. I guarantee it.
And that's just the truth. And I believe what you're saying is the truth. And folks are going to sit back and they're going to grapple with that and go, it can't be that easy. So here's what I want you to do. And I'm going to tell you again. I want you to come out to this day with Dee Wallace on June 15th in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. DeeWallace.eventbrite, BRITE.com, or reach out to me, Candy G, KANDEEG, at CandyG.com. You have to come and spend a day with Dee to understand. And I got to tell you, Dee, given your time away at $167, and I love you for that, because what you're saying is, I want everyone to come out and experience love, joy, and abundance, and you can get it here.
You bet. I made it affordable because my commitment in this world is to serve and to teach everyone the power of self-creation. I'm committed to that, and I want to make it affordable enough that everybody can do it.
You know, it's awesome, and I so appreciate you for that. And so, you know, once again, thank you for another Candy D hour. We'll call them Candy D hours or D Candy hours. You can have top billing. It's okay.
Candy, can do.
I don't know. There's a whole host of things
God.
We could do here. I know. I'm so excited to have you here. I cannot wait to put my arms around you. I applaud those folks that are going to, you know, spend time, give themselves this gift of spending time with Dee. And I'm pushing so hard because I know what it's going to be like for you at the end of that day. I'm so glad you spent this hour with us. Dee, again, I appreciate you more than you know and all that you have to share with this incredible world that we have. Hey, this is Candy G every Monday from 3 to 4. Nothing but Good News Radio. Be right back here. And you know what I want you to do? Get out there and do something remarkable. Bye for now.